Chief South High School in West Seattle is one of the most racially diverse in the Seattle school district. But teachers and administrators there saw that students of color were disciplined more than white students. They wanted to find out why and stop it from happening. So they contacted Filiberto Barajas Lopez. He's an education professor at the University of Washington. Barajas Lopez told KUOW race and equity reporter Ann Dornfeld about his findings.
The original intent actually was to ask questions about discipline only. But one of the things that we learned from doing this work and at other schools is that that's not necessarily the best place to start. You know, we had to recognize that disproportionality and discipline is only a symptom of larger issues. So we kind of stepped back and we asked students general questions about their experiences in school, the quality of school life. We also asked them about their engagement in academic disciplines and how supports in those courses, you know, happened or did not. And then the other thing that we did ask them about was school discipline.
What did students tell you?
So one of the things that really stood out was this whole idea of biased treatment. And, you know, one example that was recurrent was teachers being more willing to support some students who they perceived to be more academically inclined. And generally from, you know, what the students described, they were saying these were white students.
So students were asking teachers for help and they weren't getting that.
Yeah, they felt that the response was different. It varied, and it was problematic. And I think that kind of presents some kind of tension, right, between teachers and students. And it creates, I think, to a certain degree, also some distrust, right, about whether they feel comfortable asking teachers for support.
When you shared your findings with the staff, how did they react?
I would say that there was some shock. I can recall, you know, one or two teachers just kind of commenting and saying, I can't believe that this is still happening. We were talking about these issues, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and here we are still hearing, you know, these kinds of stories. There was some pushback about, you know, can we really reliably, you know, believe what students are reporting? And, you know, my response to that is yes, we were very rigorous in the work that we did, and we felt very strongly about what we were reporting back.
What did the teachers and administrators do with this information once they had it?
They've really been engaging with the data. They're trying to understand, so here's what we're learning, and what can we do in our classrooms? What is it that I can do to make a difference? And that's kind of where that's what we're trying to get to. You know, how does this help us improve not only interactions between teachers and students, but how does it help us become better teachers? One of the things that I will say is that teachers themselves, I think, are becoming more aware. I think so. This conversation started with a group of teachers, and these dialogues were occurring, you know, with a group of 8-10 teachers at the school. And now this is a part of the whole school community. And what we can say is that regardless of all the tensions that it might bring to the school community, it's better to be talking about these issues more publicly rather than not.
Even though the outcome of this research is to be determined, do you think there are lessons that other schools can draw from your work at Chief South?
Yes, definitely. I think it's an opportunity to provide students and youth, you know, with that platform to voice. I think historically they've also kind of been in the margins in these important conversations. We make a lot of decisions and choices about youth and what's best for them, and rarely do we actually include them in this process. So I feel like this is one first attempt to bring that voice and that perspective, and we're hoping that there's important lessons not only for Chief South, but also for other schools in the district.
Filiberto Barajas Lopez is an education professor at the University of Washington. He spoke with Ann Dornfeld from KUOW's Race and Equity team.